setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, specifically who you are. That's your talent, what you do best. That's your passion, work you love to do. That's your mission, results that you want to accomplish in this world. That's who you are. And then we talk about what you were created to do, the work itself. Where you can do that work, because there's multiple places, multiple jobs, multiple career paths, even multiple dream jobs that allow you to fulfill your purpose at work. And then the all-important, how do I get there? So if you don't know what you were created to do, you're in the right place. If you know what you were created to do, but you don't know how to get there, you're in the right place. If you know both of those things, you know what you're supposed to do, you know how to get there. But money's holding you back, or relationships are holding you back, or those insidious enemies of progress, fear, doubt, and pride are holding you back, you're in the right place. Why? Because I've been in all of those scenarios. Yes, I'm not the business professor at college who's never run a business. I'm not the shop teacher who's ever built anything. I've actually felt what you feel, thought what you think. I've done what you're trying to do. I've blown it. I've allowed fear to hold me back. I've allowed doubt to suppress me. I've allowed pride to keep me from asking for help. Turns out I've done it all the wrong way, but then figured it out and did it the right way. And here's the best part. You have the answers. I don't. But I pull them out of you. Part counselor, part coach, part cheerleader. That's my role. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. 844-747-2577. All right, I want to start today, and I want to talk to leaders or prospective leaders, people who want to lead. If you look at the seven stages that I teach through, seven stages, think of it as a climb up the mountain, your professional pinnacle, the dream job. And why are we here, right? I believe you're created to work, created to contribute. You are needed. You must do it. So we have seven stages so that you can see, okay, there's a clear path. Stage one is get clear. Stage two, get qualified. Stage three, get connected. Stage four, get started. Stage five, get promoted. Stage six, get the dream job. Stage seven, now you're giving yourself away. You're not working for money or notoriety anymore. You've got enough money. You're there. It's all about legacy. Now, let's go back to stage five, because this is where we spend most of our time of the seven stages as we're progressing up the mountain. Get promoted, right? Think of it as climbing a ladder. I'm on this rung. I win the now. I get an opportunity for the next. And I climb to the next ladder. So now I got to win the now again, and I get the opportunity for the next. And so when you are in stage five getting promoted, it is 99.9% of the time you're going to be promoted into some type of position of influence. In other words, leadership. And leadership is terrifying to people. There are 8 billion books on leadership, 3 billion podcasts on leadership, and experts everywhere on leadership. Why? Because it's a difficult proposition. Now, let me stipulate, leadership is not complex. It's actually simple to understand what leadership actually is. It's difficult to do it because people are involved. Those darn people. Those pesky, imperfect people is what makes leadership difficult. But it's not complex. And I want to simplify it on this show and bring more leadership content to you. And thus, you can ask leadership questions on the show because you're going, hey, Ken, I'm in a leadership position. I want to keep going. I want to keep going. I want to keep getting promoted. So I got to expand my leadership ability. So what I want to do is focus on one of the most difficult part of leadership for those of you that want to move into it, or those of you that are in it and you want to get better. All right? So I'm going to have a little fun with this today. And we're going to look at two extremes of people that you will have to lead. and arguably the most difficult people in your mind, or to a lot of leaders, they go, oh, it's so hard to lead these people, and they're so different. Two extremes. You ready? Here they are. Eagles and Eeyores. Eagles and Eeyores. Now, everybody knows what I mean by eagles. These are people that they're special. It's obvious that they've got specialness, and you know they're eagles. They act differently. They soar higher. They're more fierce. We know what an eagle is. Some of you, we got a lot of youngsters in their 20s. Some of you kind of know Eeyore, but you haven't thought about Eeyore in a while because you saw Winnie the Pooh. But Eeyore is a wonderful example of people that are hurt, they're down, they're deflated, because that's what Eeyore was. The lovable donkey, Eeyore, when he walked into the scene, whether it be on the page of a book or on the screen, Eeyore just brought the energy down, Joe. Eeyore didn't have what I call the juice. Eeyore was just kind of, well, haven't caught a break in a long time. And because of that, I'm probably never going to catch a break. I'm never going to get promoted. So why would I do a good job at work? I got people out watching the show right now and they're shaking their head. They know Eeyores. And let's just be really honest for a second. All of us have had our Eeyore moments. Yours truly included. It was where I had massive breakthrough about the very methodology that I teach on this show and on stages and in my books by sitting on my back patio having a pity party, and I was Eeyore by myself. I was the only person at the party. No one wanted to come. You're right. Nobody wants to sit around and deal with your pity. So the Eeyores and the Eagles. Now let's walk through how you lead them, because you must lead them differently. And if you get this, you're going to see the simplicity of what it takes to win as a leader. Let's break it down. How do you lead an eagle? Number one, eagles need a view from the top. Eagles' nests are always way high, either they're in a tree or they're on the top of a cliff. They're way up high. Why? Because the eagle needs a view from the top, right? Eagles are looking out. They need to see everything. Why? Because it leads to the second thing you need to do for an eagle. You better give them opportunities to hunt. Eagles in nature are up high because they're looking down. They're looking for the fish they're going to swoop down and get. Or they're looking for the prey they're going to grab. They need to be up high. Why? They need opportunities to hunt. It's what makes them an eagle. And then they need an environment to soar. Put an eagle in a cage in a zoo and it breaks my heart. Because that eagle was designed to soar high above. So they need a view from the top. They need opportunities to hunt. And they need an environment to soar. Let's look at the Eeyores. What do the Eeyores need? Well, the eagle needs a view from the top, but the Eeyore needs a new view of themselves. Somebody's done something to them or said something to them, or they've done something to themselves. And as a result, they have a horrible, horrible self-image. The soundtrack in their head is, they don't matter. They're not worth much. They need a new view of themselves. You as a leader can do that by showing them great value. Secondly, they need opportunities to heal. Because they feel this way about themselves, because things have been done to them, you got to help them heal. Whatever that looks like. And then third, while the eagle needs an environment to soar, Eeyore needs an environment to serve. Because as they serve others and see their value, they begin to value themselves. That's how you lead people. Give them what they need. Helping you move from paycheck to purpose, this is the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. So excited to have you with us, whether you're listening via SiriusXM or your local talk radio station or via the podcast. Thank you so much. Spread the word. People are tired of looking to politics for answers, and we're doling out clarity and confidence and courage every day so that you can actually be who you were born to be. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Boise, Idaho is where we go next. Jessica joins us there. Jessica, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Jessica, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
Hoping to do the same.
Yeah, I like that answer. What's going on?
Thank you. So I feel like I'm 19. My entire life I've gone through so many different dream jobs, and I just don't know which one in which area I should focus on.
Did you say you're 19?
I'm 19.
And you said your entire life you've gone through so many dream jobs? I'm confused. You're 19. How is that possible? What are you talking about? I believe you, but I need more context.
So when I was at probably 5 or 6, I loved doing hair. I learned how to French braid. Okay. I wanted to go to cosmetology school. That was what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And then as I got older, I was like, oh, I can be a doctor. It'd be cool. Nursing, just anything in the medical field. And then I go back to cosmetology. And then there's times where I want to be a teacher. I just feel like it changes, like, on the daily.
Yeah, that's okay. You called me feeling like something's wrong with you because you got all these dreams that pop in your head. Let's correct that. That's a good thing, not a bad thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're 19. You have so little life experience, and you're still dreaming like crazy. Now, let's have a fun experiment with you, young 19-year-old Jessica. Cosmetology, doctor, nurse, let's call that the medical field, and then teacher.
Okay.
You've bounced between cosmetology, medicine, teaching, and back to cosmetology. What would you say, and I don't want you to worry about how to say it perfectly, but what is the common thread in all of those? Because I saw one.
Surrounding myself with other people or helping people.
Yes! There it is! I'm gonna make it a little bit more defined. The thread that I heard was serving.
That sounds like me.
That sounds like you. Interesting. So, at 19, have you spent any time with somebody who's a full-time cosmetologist? Have you spent any time with... Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Great. And what did that time look like? Did you sit and shadow them for a half a day, an hour, or did you just talk to them over coffee?
It's my aunt, actually. And so, like, I used to nanny for her while she was working. And so I would go into the salon and spend time with her and talk to her about what she would do.
Perfect.
So I feel like I'm pretty comfortable with that area.
Yeah. What do you love about what makes your heart tingle when you're watching your aunt do her thing?
Just the confidence that she has in herself that makes other people feel confident in themselves. Like making them feel better about themselves.
Yeah, she makes them look prettier and feel prettier, doesn't she?
Yeah.
What's a woman walk like and act like when she feels prettier?
Very confident and tall.
That's awesome. How's that make you feel?
Makes me feel really good.
Yeah. Okay. Have you spent any time with a doctor or a nurse?
A lot of times. My mom and my sister both have a lot of health problems, and I've kind of taken the past couple of years taking care of them.
So your only experience with doctors and nurses is alongside of your mom and sister?
Yeah. Most of it, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, have you shadowed a doctor or a nurse to really get a grip on what a day looks like in their life?
No, I haven't shadowed them directly.
Yeah, and it may be hard to do in certain cases, but certainly with a nurse, you can spend time with them, talk with them. I think that's something you got to do. And then about the teacher, talk to me about your experience with any kind of teacher. Have you ever shadowed a teacher, sat in a class, audited a class, other than being taught yourself?
I've gone back to my high school and sat in on a couple classes, but I wouldn't say I've shadowed them.
Okay, so at 19, what's awesome is you have time, but you need to use that time wisely. And my point is you need to dive deeper into at least the medical and then the education fields, because it's a process that I call clarify and verify. And shadowing, interviewing, really going deep to understand what does it take to get there? What's it like when you get there? What's the high? What's the low? And when you really, let's just say, senior year in high school level term paper, if you were to do a term paper on all those positions, I don't think you have to on cosmetology. I think you've got that in your head. But just think, if you were doing the research for a term paper on any of those careers, once you did that, your heart, because your brain's gathering all the information and doing its logical thing, but your heart is going to go ding, 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 or And that's called clarify and verify. When you clarify what all is involved and what it actually looks like, your heart will verify that you are either yes, supposed to do that, or it's one of your options that you can pursue, or no, you're actually not as interested as you originally thought. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. And so don't overthink it. Let your heart be the indicator. Oh, I do want to teach. Or no, I actually thought I did. There's no way. I couldn't handle it. There's no way because of this, this, and this. And so I think the thread for you is service. The missional results. I teach talent, passion, and mission must be in alignment. Talent is what you do best. Passion is work you love. Mission are results that you want to create. So you use what you do best to do work you love to accomplish results that matter. The big driver for you on mission results is service. We've already established that.
Yeah.
So as long as you're doing work that you're good at, that you love, the work itself. So that could be doing somebody's hair, doing their makeup, whatever. You got to love the work, but the results got to be, man, I just served that person. I served them to make them feel prettier and more confident. I served them by educating them and guiding them, instructing them. I served them by helping them feel better, be healthier. Do you see the connection there?
Mm-hmm.
So service has always got to be the end result, the driving result. Okay. And so I think it's pretty simple. You just got to go figure it out. But I'm just curious, at 19, not holding you to this, if I guaranteed you success in all three of those, but you could only choose one, which one would you choose today?
Probably nursing.
Why?
I have spent a lot of time with my sister in hospitals and just seeing them and how happy they are to help other people. And taking care of my sister and myself, it makes me, I think, the most happy.
Good. So here's what I want you to do. I want you, your personal homework assignment for you is to talk to as many different types of nurses there are, right? You got your ER nurse. I'm just going to go through a quick list. Make the list up, okay? ER nurse, labor delivery nurse, surgery nurse, the nurse that's more administrative, checking people in, getting them ready, pre-op, post-op nurses. You know the list. There's a whole list of types of nursing. I think you got to talk to and learn about all the different types because I think you're going to get more ding, ding, dings on a couple of areas than maybe you would. Maybe you don't want to do trauma in emergency. Maybe you're more, you know, over in the general care in the hospital, you know, whatever. I don't know. But you'll know once you look into it a little bit more. So that's your homework assignment. You got it?
Okay. Yep.
Hey, I'm proud of you. Trust your heart on this. Trust your heart.
Okay.
Because it's a part of your story. Your struggles emotionally that you've gone through and the struggles that your mom and sister have gone through have really created a missional and passionate focus on serving others through medicine. And it's not just medicine. Remember, what a nurse does is as much emotional as it is medical. Great nurses have a tremendous way with people to comfort them in their time of tremendous uncertainty and discomfort. I love that. She's going to do great things. All right, don't move. More of your calls coming right up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping people get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job so that they can give themselves away to do the work that they were born to do to make the impact they were created to make. This is the Ken Coleman Show and this is what we do. One phone call at a time. 844-747-2577. A reminder for those of you who are going, Ken, I need to make connections. I'm sending resumes. I'm not getting connected. I wrote an entire book about how to get connected, how to move up as a result of connections. It's called The Proximity Principles, number one Wall Street Journal bestseller. And we've got it available in a bundle where you get all three formats for $25. Three books, one price. Ebook, audiobook, hard copy, all $25. step-by-step plan on how to get in the right places and get around the right people so that opportunities knock on your door. KenColeman.com/store. KenColeman.com/store. Check it out. All right. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Bossier City. I hope I said that right. Bossier. Let's try it. Louisiana. Archie's on the line. Archie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Yeah, this is my... It's Bossier City. That's how you
pronounce it. Oh, man, I tried to get cute with the old French thing. Bossier City. All right.
Yeah. This is my third time calling you.
Oh, wow.
I would get straight to the point.
Okay.
I took a new job recently in January, right? In this new job, I already got two promotions. I know I'm about to start a new position next week within the same company. And here's the question I have. The company I work for is expanding stores. Should I try to apply for a manager spot in the store I'm at, or when they open the store, try to apply one in one of the stores that they're opening?
Why wouldn't it be both?
I was going to do both.
Yeah.
I just want to see what you thought.
You know, here's the deal. You've moved up multiple times. You've been promoted multiple times, correct?
Right. I just started in January. Yes. Yes, sir.
They like you. You're doing a great job. You got a track record. And I think you're raising your hand going, hey, I want to lead. I think I'm ready for leadership. I want to lead. And so I'm raising my hand going, if an opportunity opens up in my current store, I want a shot. If I got to go to another store, I'll take that shot. I'm hungry. And I know that I need to learn how to lead. But I feel like I'm ready to lead. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I think that shows enthusiasm. So yeah, I'd apply for everything.
And then, I remember you recommending me Patrick. How do you pronounce his name?
Pat Lencioni.
Yeah, I've been listening to his podcast.
Good.
It's helped me a whole lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the only question I had for you.
Absolutely. Listen, I want you to express to them that you have a desire to grow, and you know that growth comes with more responsibility and more influence, and that you're okay with that. You'll do whatever it takes to lead. You're learning, you're listening to podcasts, you're reading leadership books, and more importantly, you're trying to be the best you can at following. Because a good follower, Archie, can be a good leader. But you must know how to follow before you can lead. Because then when you turn into that new position of leadership, you got to go, hey, how did I want to be led? I want to lead people the way that I desired to be led. And so really lock in on that. Enthusiasm is attractive. Gratitude is attractive. So every time you're raising your hand, you still have to accompany that with some gratitude. And that's a very attractive combo. 844-747-2577 is the number. Tyrell is in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Tyrell, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you doing today?
I am living the dream. What are you doing?
I am living and hopefully getting to my dream.
Good answer. By the way, Tyrell, before we go any further, Joe, yes. I've been doing this more. When people ask me how I'm doing, I used to just say, I'm living the dream. How can I help? Now, I am intentionally going, I'm living the dream. What are you doing? And everybody answers it differently because I'm looking for some fun responses there. So good response, Tyrell. What's going on?
Thank you. So I have just received an offer to relocate to North Carolina. I've never done it before. I do not know what to expect. And I'm wondering if the offer that I am being given is a good one.
What about it are you unsure of? So if you've got an offer in front of you, presumably there are some details in that offer. As you've looked at the offer, what are you unsure of?
The cost analysis. Little background on myself. I literally just became debt-free last month.
Congratulations. That is awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
How much did you pay off? How much did you pay off and how long?
$25,000 in 16 months.
Yeah. Rockstar.
Thank you.
All right. So now, because you've been gazelle intense, because you've suffered, mm-hmm. because you've sacrificed to get there, you're going, okay, I'm feeling the squeeze. I want to make sure here. Mm-hmm. So what's the cost analysis? Cost of living. So, that's what you're talking about.
Exactly. I have not done all of that deep dive yet. I've done a little bit here and there, but nothing to give me a solid answer yet.
Well, there's your problem. So absence of knowledge, right. You know what fills the vacuum? Fear and doubt.
Right.
I'm afraid because I don't know. I'm afraid. I doubt this is that I could do this. Blah, blah, blah. Fear and doubt are these ugly cousins, and they love to hang out on our shoulders. And absent of real knowledge, they're not going to go away. Now, when we get knowledge, there's really nothing to be afraid of, nothing to doubt, because if it's too mm-hmm. expensive and you go, this isn't a good move, then there's nothing to be afraid of, there's nothing to doubt. We're very clear. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So you got to do the deep dive. Where in North Carolina are we talking about?
Gastonia. It's about 30 minutes from
Charlotte. Yeah, I know where that
Charlotte.
Is. Yeah. I've been through there a million times. So Gastonia itself is not, it's 30 minutes from Charlotte, but it is, you drive through Gastonia and you don't feel like you're anywhere near Charlotte. Have you been there?
Right. No, I have not. I haven't been to North Carolina in a very long time. The only time I was there was
okay.
at the beach.
All right. So I'm going to practically walk you through this just to okay. kind of get you started. So first thing you need to look up is housing costs in Gastonia. It's really simple. Go to realtor.com. I think it's the best resource out there. Go to realtor.com and start searching homes in Gastonia. Open up another window and go to realtor.com and pull up Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where you live. And let's just start looking at and do the research yourself. You know, find out what the cost per square footage is. I mean, real estate's hot everywhere, but let's just look at what housing, what rental prices are in Gastonia and compare them to where you are now. That's not difficult.
Would it be a smart idea to try to buy a home there? Or rent for the first 8 months and then see
depends
where we're
on,
at.
Depends on your financial situation. Do you have at least 10% to put down on a home?
I do not.
You don't. So the answer is no. You can't buy anyway.
Right.
So it's not a sin to rent. You just got debt free. You're building up your emergency fund. So you're going to look at cost of living as it relates to housing. So whether that be home prices or rent, you're going to look at taxes. You know, you're going to look at utilities, you're going to just look at all that kind of stuff and then just kind of compare it. I just don't think it's going to be a huge difference.
Okay.
Is this a raise?
From what I am working at now, yes. But I have done, it's a gymnastics instructor job. And I have done it before. I've been coaching for about 10 years now. And it is less than what I was making when I was working full-time with gymnastics. But I'm not doing that right now. So.
Well, but my question is can you get back into full-time gymnastics in your current zip code and make that money again that you used to make?
Unfortunately not. All of the gyms I actually had been working at are not great facilities, not a great place to be.
Okay, so there you go. So you're going to have to move somewhere.
Okay.
So the question is this Gastonia opportunity the one? It's not the only one. I can tell you this. If you say no to it, don't have this mythical fear that you're never going to get another opportunity again. That's not true either. So do your homework on this thing.
Okay.
Let me ask
They're
you this. I got
to
go in 20 seconds. Quick yes or no question.
Gotcha.
If the cost of living were less, would you even be wondering about taking this? Yes or no?
No.
There you go. There's your answer. So you know it's the right work. You just got to figure out if it's the right place. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you do what you were born to do. You were created to work. In other words, created to contribute. We want to help you figure out what that contribution is, where it is, how you get there, and how you can do it to a tremendous level of excellence. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Carly's up next in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Carly, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up, Carly?
So, basically, I've been currently working in a job probably for about 3 years now. It just really kills me. I just am finding, basically, I just don't have any direction. And I'm just curious, basically, how to get clear on that direction and how to pursue it.
All right.
Well,
so
I mean, I know how to pursue it, but.
Sure. Well, get clear is the first stage to doing what you were born to do. Get clear means we identify your top talents. Top talents, things you're really, really good at, hard skills, soft skills. That's what you do best. Then we identify the type of work that you love. We're talking about a task, a function, a role that creates high emotion, and we see high devotion with it, meaning you get excited about it when you're thinking about it, you get excited when you're doing it, and you love it. You don't want to stop doing it. You want to get better at it. That's the devotion, high emotion, high devotion. Then finally, mission. What's your mission? That means all work creates results. And so what are the results that you want to accomplish, create, produce in the world? And so you do that through that work you love. So you are in your contribution zone doing what you were created to do when you use your talent, what you do best, to do your passion, work you love, to produce your mission or accomplish your mission, results that matter deeply to you. Make sense?
Yeah.
So we got to figure that out. So. I think you got a pretty good idea, though. I don't think you called me with no ideas. Is that true or false?
I guess, I mean, I've thought of things.
Yeah, tell me. Real quick, give me your top thoughts.
I mean, I currently work in technology, and I've started to pursue, web design, but I just never finished it for, you know,
what would you do tomorrow? What would you do tomorrow, Carly, if you knew you couldn't fail, but you also didn't have to commit to it for the rest of your professional life? It would be your fun work adventure. What would you try?
I probably would try architecture.
Why architecture?
I don't, that's a really good question. I just...
tell me. I think it's a great idea because I think it came from your heart. And I think people have poo-pooed it, maybe even shamed it before. Or maybe you doubt yourself. Am I right, Carly?
Yeah, you're actually the first person I've ever told, it's a secret dream.
Why? Are you ashamed of it? Do you doubt that you have the talent? What's going on? Why is it the secret dream?
Yeah, I think it is lack of experience.
Who cares? You'll get that. Let me ask you this. What are the talents? I want you to list these quickly. What are the talents that an architect would need?
I mean, design. I'm assuming drawing and, technology application stuff.
Yeah, sure. Detail, creativity, right?
Yeah.
Sure. What kind of work would an architect need to love? Somebody that's going to really stay with it, what would they need to love? What work? About being an architect. What would they need to love?
I mean, besides design and art.
There you go.
I just think designing things for, people.
Yeah, right. And then what would be the results that a really happy architect would see every day in their work? What results would make them really happy?
Just seeing a project get accomplished.
Yeah, beautiful. Functionality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful functionality, achievement, excellence, efficiency, seeing a building operate the way it's supposed to be. They drew it up for audience flow. I mean, that's what drives an architect, right? Is solution.
Yeah.
Solution and efficiency, right?
Yeah.
Does that sound like you?
Yes.
Can you learn how to be an architect? Yes or no?
Nope.
Is not an option. Is it possible in the United States for Carly to learn how to be an architect? Yes or no?
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, now here's the deal. I want you to stop thinking about this, and I want you to research what it takes. How much is it going to cost? How long is it going to take? And then is your heart still saying go? Then go. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us as we help you get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, so you can give yourself away and work like no one else. Truly, in your contribution zone, where you use your talent to perform your passion to accomplish your mission. In other words, you use what you do best to do work you love to accomplish results that matter deeply to you. You're truly working on purpose. 844-747-2577 is the number to jump in. It is your show, 844-747-2577. Let's go to St. Louis, Missouri, where we find Joe. Joe, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, it's an honor to speak with you, man.
Man, the honor is all mine. What's going on?
So, a little background on myself. I have a master's in accounting, and I'm currently been trying to study for the CPA after work for about the last year. And I work, you know, a little bit on the weekends as well and study on the weekends. And so, I've passed one section of the exam, but the other three I've missed by about 2 points, and I've failed each one probably about twice now, and I'm just exhausted, and I'm trying to ask myself, is this even worth it anymore? And the current job that I'm in, I kind of like about 75% of what I'm doing, but the part that I need the CPA for is the 25% that I don't like, and there's no way to move
hold up on hold on hold on hold on hold on. That's fantastic breakdown. I want you to say that again, but not for me. I want you to listen to yourself. Say that again. Pick up with, I like 75%. Pick up there, and I want you to say it again. I want you to listen to yourself. Say it again.
So the 75% of the job that I like, I don't really need the CPA for. But the 25% that I can't really, let's just call what it is, can't stand, I do need it for.
So why in the world would we keep going forward?
I think there's
you
want
to get qualified to do work you can't stand? Is that what I'm hearing?
A little bit, but I don't think that having a CPA is a bad thing, though.
Hold on a second. I didn't say it was a bad thing. You didn't say it was right. A bad thing. What you said was, hey, Ken, I like 75% of my job. By the way, right. I would say that is sweet spot. Like that, every even a dream job's got 25% of stuff that you kind of do sometimes, not because you love it, you got to. Would you agree with that?
Right. For sure.
Okay, hold on. I want you to listen to yourself because you clearly didn't when I told you to. So now I'm going to put it back to you. I like 75% of my job. But no, by the way, right. I'm qualified to do that. There's 25% of the job I can't stand.
Right.
And that's the part that I actually would need the rest of the CPA stuff. Oh, that by the way, I failed twice each section.
Yeah. I mean, close, but it's hard to get over the edge.
Why working, you know? In the world would you want to keep banging your head against the wall so that you can do more of the 25% that you can't stand?
I don't know why I keep doing it. And I've had a couple other opportunities pop up.
I'm going to tell you why. You think that having the letters CPA behind your name matters more than it actually does. You think people are going to think you're more impressive. You think that you're going to be more successful. No, you're not.
Right.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't think you're wrong at all. I think I just have a bunch of fear. I'm like, well, if I have this, then I have security going forward.
Garbage.
You know, to support the family.
Totally garbage. Are you supporting your family now?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So that's a lie.
Right.
Fear is a liar most of the time.
Right.
This is really about, you've concocted this narrative in your head that says, if I've got CPA behind my name, I'm more impressive and everybody's going to think I'm better and I'm going to have an opportunity to make more money. And so because you haven't passed it, now you're getting frustrated with it. And so you dug in deeper and you didn't pass it again. And I'd submit to you, the reason you're not passing those sections is because that's the stuff you can't stand to do.
Oh, I can't stand. I didn't even like my degree in college, but I just did it because I thought it was going to be good.
Yeah, but that's not, but my friend, have you heard me talk about talent, passion, and mission?
Oh, all the time.
What does passion mean? How do I define passion?
I mean, you wake up every morning and you're just excited to do it. I mean, it isn't in a perfect world, I mean, of course. But
it's not
that's
not true. That's not true. It's not in a perfect world. We don't live in a perfect world.
Right.
But you actually enjoy what you're doing now, and it is in accounting, yes?
I enjoy it?
You said you enjoyed 75% of your work.
Yeah, but that's the non-accounting side of the job.
Okay, well, what is that work? How would you describe that work?
It's more investments and consulting-oriented.
Then go do that. Best I can tell, people that do investing and consulting aren't capped financially. Would you agree with that statement?
That's 100% true.
Come on, man! Come on, Joe! What are we doing here, man? Yeah, you know what? Exactly. I'm going to set you free. The question is, will you accept it?
Yes, I'll accept it.
I don't want you to ever do one more accounting course the rest of your freaking life.
Yeah.
Done.
I wish I would have listened to people earlier.
Doesn't matter. We get a chance to start fresh. I want you to take a big, giant exhale. I want you to do nothing but fun stuff with you or your family the next couple weekends. And while you're doing all that fun stuff, I want you to pause somewhere in the middle of all that fun stuff, me time, family time, whatever, and I want you to think about how freaking miserable you were doing all that accounting crap.
Right. Exactly.
You hear the emotion I'm trying to draw out of you? It's crap. It's awful. It's exhausting. You were not put on this planet to do that, Joe. So stop trying to pursue it. Go help people with investing. Go help people in consulting and finance and areas and make a bunch of freaking money and love your life and love your work. Come on, Joe. Who cares what anybody thinks? You're not a failure.
Thank you.
You bet, dude. Thank you. Go. Enough of this stuff. 844-747-2577. Brian's up in Tallahassee, Florida. Brian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello?
Brian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
Well, I'm actually on the road to school right now because, I have that in class, but...
Hey, Brian, we got very limited time. I'm sorry. I gave you about 2.5 minutes here, but you're sounding very distant. Can you take me off a speaker or whatever you got going on?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your question?
So, my question is essentially, like, I believe in God. I believe I am a firm believer, and I also follow the teachings of the Ramsey personality. So my question, with that context, my question is, how do I stay patient and trust in God to handle my future without becoming lazy or complacent about anything?
Yeah, so there's an old phrase that I have heard. I don't know who to attribute it to, but it's not mine, so I've given that qualification. And it basically says, pray like it all depends on God and act like it all depends on you. And I think that is a wonderful way of persisting, persevering, but also being patient to wait on God's timing. But waiting on God is not a passive posture. Waiting on God is, I'm going to get up every day because I know what my talents are that He gave me. I know what work I love to do because it makes my heart sing. And I know what results He wants me to create because of the connection to my values. And I feel tremendous significance when I accomplish these results. And so I know that. And so then I discover all the things that I can do that fit within that sweet spot or contribution zone. That's why you listen to my show. So that you can know and that you can pursue. What you cannot do is control the timing, control the yeses, and control the noes. Can't do that. That's up to Him. So you act like it all depends on you in the sense of action, moving forward, walking forward, and letting Him open up doors, letting Him guide your path, letting Him take care of the timing. And you pray like it's all on Him because it is all on Him. But you act in a way that says, I'm going to act and let Him direct. And you'll never fall into that complacency. My time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey, good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.